Well, boys and girls, I wonder, do you ever feel that you're always right about everything? Now, there's a saying in our house, and my wife often has to say this to me. She'll say, "John, it's not often that you are right, but you're wrong again." So I think she gets the impression sometimes that I think I'm always right. Well, let me tell you something that happened one night when Christine and I were out visiting in a hospital. We were coming out of the ward and there was a man standing with his wife, and I think there may have been two or three children. One of them was certainly a teenager, a young fella, and they had all their backs turned to us and they were having a good family argument. There's nothing sometimes that clears the air like a good family argument, but you need to be careful that you're not caught out in public. Well, they were standing with their backs to us just outside the lifts of the hospital, and Christian and I were coming up. They didn't see us, and I could hear the father saying to the young fella, he said, "Listen," he said, "I'm telling you that the lift is broke." So the young fella went over to the lift and he pushed the button and the lift doors opened, and inside there was a big notice and it said, "Lift out of order. Use the other one, please." And the father turned around and he said to him, he said, "Didn't I tell you that the lift was broken? You never listen to a word that I say. You think you're always right." And then they looked around and they saw us standing there and everybody's face turned red. And then we all burst into laughter and I said, "Don't worry, I've got a son like that at home too." And sometimes my wife says he's like that because he's like you. I don't think that's true. But I do know one thing, that sometimes we can get the impression that we're always right. I saw a very interesting notice. Sometimes you go into shops and you see these little notices up, and there was one up and I was looking at it and I thought it was very amusing. It said, if you're ever going to employ a young man, employ him when he's a teenager, for that's the time he knows everything. But that's not fair to teenagers, because you see, it's not just teenagers. Sometimes children and sometimes adults think they know everything. Two young boys were walking along the road one day out in the country, very near to an army base. And they'd been talking about many things together, and every time somebody mentioned something, the other boy would turn around and say, "Well, that's not right." And they were walking along the road arguing about every subject they'd been talking about, and they could never come to any kind of agreement. And all of a sudden, this army truck came up the road, and the man was flying, and the two boys, they went to each side of the road. One flew into the hedge at this side, one flew into the hedge at the other side, and the army truck went right up through the middle. One boy said to the other, he said, "That boy was flying." Well, he thought, I don't think he was going that fast. He said, "He went past me like a flash, for all I could see was the green on the side of the lorry." He says, "I don't know what you're talking about," he says, "for the lorry was grey." And the two of them started to talk, and they started to argue about the truck and the colours, and they walked around the corner, and here wasn't the army truck parked right in the middle of the road. One young fellow said to the other, "Well, see now who's right." So when they went up, the army truck was parked and they looked at it. And the truck was camouflaged. One side was grey and the other side was green. So you see, they were both right, but they were both wrong. If that makes sense, that's an Ulster, isn't it? But both of them felt that they were always right, and on this occasion they were right. But when they went round the other side of the truck, they realized that they were both right and that they were both wrong. You know, boys and girls, and grown-ups too, sometimes we can go through life and we think that there's nobody knows anything but me. That there's nobody right but me. And we get this impression that we know everything. And we don't. We don't. And it's good for us to sit down sometimes and to realize that, and to not argue all the time over different things, because we're not always right. And when we learn to respect others and respect their opinion and see things sometimes the way that they see them and from where they're coming through. Things are an awful lot better. Fellowship is an awful lot sweeter. And the most humbling thing of all, we all realize that no matter who we are, we don't know everything and we're not always right. You remember that. And learn to tolerate other boys and girls and grown-ups. Learn to tolerate other grown-ups too. Because we're not always right.